President Cyril Ramaphosa officially unveiling a statue in honor of the late struggle stalwart Oliver Reginald Tambo at OR Tambo International Airport today. The president also unveiling a new 950 million rand hotel and convention center. OR would have turned 103 today, and that statue will stand outside the international arrivals terminal of the airport. But hey, isn't there already a statue of OR Tambo inside the arrival terminal? So did we need another one? Mia Lindeke, EWN reporter, was there for us, joining us on the line now. So Mia, what exactly did the president say about why they have put up another statue of OR Tambo?
Yes, Mandy. So this OR Tambo bronze statue has been erected on the outside in the open space when you just come into OR Tambo airport building. And it's a bit different from the one that is inside. This one is about 9 meters high, and it's made of material that they say can withstand any weather conditions for at least 200 years. And this one is basically how OR Tambo is stretching out with his hand and in front of him while he's holding up the what is resembled as the Freedom Charter. Now, what the president is saying is that they want this to be a beacon for international visitors to come to our country and see what South Africa is about, you know, and that it resembles the unity and the freedom of, you know, the struggle years that got us here in the first place. And he says that we must never as a country forget about our legacy and what got us here in the first place. And that's what he says. It's not only for South Africans to go to this site, but for everybody. So he says this is just a statue not only for international tourists, but for South Africans, you know, to come and enjoy the history of our country. But listen to what he said.
As people who come to visit our country take their first steps on South African soil, they will see this magnificent bronze statue gleaming in the South African sunlight. This statue in many ways is a colossus. I'm told that it is 9 meters high. It is a well-constructed statue, and it is a colossus, as was the man it commemorates, as was the man it symbolizes.
So that, of course, was the president speaking this morning. Mia, we are struggling a little bit with your line there on Skype, but we're going to give it one more go here. I'm curious to know about why they have decided to put the second statue up. Was there any indication of how much it cost or who commissioned it or who the artist was or any of those details?
At this stage, we don't know, but 8 million rand, that's the price tag for that 9 meter tall bronze statue of Nelson Mandela, which you'll remember at the Union Buildings. And that was in 2013. Now, if that's anything to go by, because it's the same material, it's the same length, you know, and it's 7 years later, this price tag can actually be much higher. But just reflecting on that, Ramaphosa said that, you know, it's not about the money. It's not about how much it costs. It's about the fact that OR Tambo represents so much more for our country, and it doesn't come with a price tag. But there are reports that there is that Tambo son, who actually his company actually commissioned this. But a lot of questions, people are reacting, saying, do we need another statue? This money could have used for fighting hunger and poverty.
Mia Lindeke, EWN reporter, thank you so much for your time today. Sorry about that fairly dodgy Skype line there, but there you have it. I have lots of questions about the statue. Do we need another one? It is a really beautiful statue, but we have one already. And how much did it cost as well?